بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم. Peace be upon all of you. We'd like to thank the organizers. We'd like to thank the Japanese American community. We'd like to thank all of the groups who have collaborated to make this evening possible. We'd like to thank all of you for inviting us here, for putting this program together, and for keeping the memory of this tragic episode alive. As a Muslim, as it was just stated, in the dark and uncertain days after September 11th, the immediate, unconditional, sincere, strong support from the Japanese American community was immeasurable in terms of its impact, in terms of the hope it provided, in terms of the direction it gave for many, many Muslims in this country. And I feel that it is an honor for me to be here on a day established to commemorate a tragic episode in the history of your community, that it is an honor and it is an obligation for me to be here because of your efforts and your courage and your vision and willingness to reach out to our community. Like the Japanese American community, the Muslim community has seen the best of America. Your community has seen the best of America, coming here to take advantage of the opportunities that this country had to offer and has to offer, and taking advantage of those opportunities to educate your young generations and to contribute to this country to make it better and to be part of its ability to offer those opportunities. Your community has seen that side of America, and the many Muslims who have come here from South Asia, from the Arab lands, from many other places in this world have also had the opportunity to take advantage of the best that America has to offer. And unfortunately, your community has seen the worst of America. And as the storm clouds gather, which indicate the storm, and as Representative Honda stated, that internment, that executive order did not occur in a vacuum. It occurred in a context where Japanese American, Asian Americans in general had been villainized, had been dehumanized, had been scapegoated for no reason whatsoever. So there was a context. And we see that context beginning to appear again. And as it was stated so eloquently by Representative Honda, it is our responsibility to dispel those clouds before they gather and bring about another storm that can bring a similar tragedy for Muslims or South Asians or Arabs in this country. It's our collective responsibility. The Second World War, where this episode occurred, or when it occurred, produced many, many tragedies. Unimaginable loss of civilian life. The Holocaust. The Executive Order, 9066, and similar measures. Many atrocities. The atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The civilian population of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. From those tragedies, a slogan emerged. And I don't say a slogan to belittle it, but it was a slogan. Never again. That slogan has been applied to the Holocaust. That never again should human beings be subjected to the atrocities that the Jewish people in Europe were subjected to. I say that we are derelict in our duty, and we are falling short in our responsibilities as citizens of this country if we do not apply that slogan, never again, to the internment of the Japanese American community at camps similar to this one displayed and modeled before us. Never again should innocent, unsuspecting citizens of this country be subject to this sort of treatment. Never again. And when we see it beginning and the rumbling starting to appear that it might happen again, it is our collective responsibility to reiterate, never again should that happen, just as there should never be another Holocaust. Never again should any human beings on the face of this earth, and especially innocent, unsuspecting civilians, as those at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, be subjected to atomic hellfire. Never again should that occur in the history of this earth, and certainly not in the history of this country that was responsible for both of those episodes, the internment of the Japanese Americans and the atomic bombing of Japanese cities. Never again should that happen, and never again should any government that represent us, the people of this country, be responsible for initiating such actions. Never again. Unfortunately, we see that it is not inconceivable that such episodes may reoccur. When we hear the military planners in Washington talking about developing a new generation of tactical nuclear weapons and devising plans for their deployment against innocent human beings, we have to be vigilant. When we hear the dehumanization, when we hear the tasteless rhetoric, the racist remarks and slurs being directed against Muslims, Arabs, and South Asians on public airwaves. Just kill the Muslims. We should nuke their cities. Drive them all out. Round them up and shoot them. AM radio, the shock jocks. In major media markets, not somewhere in the middle of Iowa or Montana, in Washington, D.C., in Boston. And the FCC says nothing. There's not even a movement to begin to censor individuals making such remarks on public airwaves. We see that it might happen again. I say that it will not happen if we collectively can follow the example of our Japanese American brothers and sisters who have shown us the best of the human spirit. After suffering the atrocities and outrages that they suffered, they're able to stand here today and speak of those events with resolution, but not with vindictiveness. This is the spirit we need in this country in this hour of challenging crisis. Who have the courage to dare to speak out, to dare to dissent in a time when dissent is extremely unpopular and politically incorrect. The courage to challenge that which is wrong because it is wrong, and who have the vision to look beyond the suffering of their community, to look beyond the injustices which characterize their history in this country, and to look beyond that and to reach out to those who might be similarly violated. That takes vision. If we have that vision, if we have that courage, if we have that greatness of spirit to proceed in a spirit of goodwill and not in the spirit of revenge and vindictiveness, then we will prevent similar episodes from occurring. We will be able to come together to challenge those who would trample upon the Constitution of this country. We will be able to build the sort of networks and coalitions that can show the people of this world that there is good in this country, that we have much to offer the world, and that together we can work together to make this country a better country and this world a better world. I thank you all, and I share your sadness, and I pray that I can rise to the levels that you've demonstrated in your common greatness to do something meaningful to make this country better. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah.